Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit put on today by the Public Speakers Association. I am so excited to introduce to you Rocky Ahuja. Well, how do you say your last name?
Ahuja.
Yeah, I got it right. Oh, okay. Take it from here.
All right. Thank you, Tanya. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. And Tanya, I would like to acknowledge, you know, the fabulous work that you're doing by putting these summits together. And I can just imagine, you know, the hard work that goes into this. Well, I am a new member at Public Speaking Association, and I've been listening to these recordings. And it's just so great, you know, that not only we are learning from each other, but we are also learning about new topics. I mean, there are topics, you know, that I usually won't even think about. And I can see myself, you know, getting better every day just by listening to these recordings. And then, you know, at the same time, you're giving us an opportunity to share with everyone the knowledge we have, you know, that can inspire or help others. So before we get started, you know, I would like to encourage everyone to listen to these recordings again and apply them in everyday life as needed. Shiva was great. You know, I could hear the last 10, 15 minutes, and I thought, you know, I could apply some of these, you know, the things that she talked about in my life. So thank you all for being here. Thanks for being on this call and listening to it. My name is Rocky Ahuja. My background is in information technology profession for many years, and currently I am a product owner at one of the startup companies in Austin, Texas. Besides in information technology profession, you know, I have always had a deep passion to study about spirituality, different religions, and old scriptures. And from the past few years, I have been focusing more on spirituality. And I really wanted to share my experience on, you know, what I have learned so far, how spirituality gives you strength, you know, that inner strength to manage difficult situations and to keep you ever smiling. Having said that, I will take a dive into my topic for today, which is present is inevitable. As the word says itself, present meaning right now, right here, at this very moment. And inevitable meaning it's unavoidable, it's certain. Perfect example is this call. You know, this is present for me and for all other callers who are listening to this. So during next few minutes, I really want to talk about, you know, how our mind works. Why is it that our mind thinks more about past or more about future? What is the disadvantage about being in past or in future too much? What are we missing, you know, by not being in present state, or what is important in this moment? And, you know, I feel like when we are starting to learn something new and we don't want to do it, just, you know, question yourself why you should not think in past, why you should not, you know, get involved too much in future, or why is it important to stay in present? Just as, you know, why is it important to exercise? Why is it important to eat healthy? You know, people who are in selling business, you know, they'll tell you this word why is very important. And I feel like, you know, as long as I can explain myself, you know, why I'm doing something, it's, you know, easy enough to motivate myself to just do it. But at the same time, you know, can we do some practice that even if our mind is swinging between past and future, how can we bring into the present state by using some tips and techniques? So I'll start by acknowledging that, yes, we all know and we have heard this over again and again to enjoy this very second of life. Go with the flow of life. Be present, not just physically, but mentally. But yet, how many of us practice this very present moment all the time? But let's just say that even if we wanted to, our mind has a tendency to swing between past and future. You know, either we are regretting our past, or we are glorifying the past, or we are really dreaming and planning our future. But let's just step back and ask ourselves this question. Can we act in the past or in the future? And yes, there are times, you know, we think about fixing a situation in the past, but the reality is that, no, it's done. You know, we all have heard ourselves saying, wish I did better, or I should have controlled my anger. But the point is, it's gone. It happened. And think about the emotional state, you know, we get into by thinking about some unpleasant or pleasant situation in the past. You'll find, you know, that we actually get, you know, our mood starts changing, our energy, our body. And the minute you realize that whatever you were thinking is gone, but it does leave some impact on our body. You know, we feel tired. We have back pain or some shoulder pain. Or let's say, you know, we just get happy too much. And suddenly, you know, we start feeling we're on top of the world. But in both the situations, you know, be it past or future, we forget that we can act now. And in this now, you know, we actually lose our focus on current activity. For example, you know, we take more time to do things. We're behind. You know, we're scrambling to get things done. And then at the end, you know, we have this very common statement, I have no time. And the result is, you know, we find ourselves stressed out. And the same thing with the future. You know, again, knowing this very well, that future is not in our hands. There are times, you know, we plan out our future in very detail, to the T. I mean, I remember, you know, selecting my very first prom dress, my wedding, kids. You know, we even think about divorce, funeral. I mean, oh my God, yes, the amount of energy and the time we spend on this, knowing that we really don't know what our future holds. And seriously, you know, most of the time, the things that we think about, the fear that we have, doesn't even happen. Things turn out even more better than we expected, or they turn out less than expected. Or sometimes, you know, the situation that we have been thinking about doesn't even take place. Now, I'll share a personal story. My sister, you know, she was born with a rare, uncurable disease, ataxia telangiectasia, where kids basically, you know, they end up in wheelchair, they end up in cancer or Parkinson's or fibrosis, and they have short life. They don't live, you know, more than, you know, 20. And every single time, you know, my sister got sick, I used to, you know, our mind, you know, as usually I used to get scared. There was this fear, oh my God, is she going to die? And there were times I catched myself thinking about, you know, that how will she die? Will she die in sleep? Will she die, you know, getting sick? But seriously, not even in my wildest dreams, I could think about that when the end will come, that we had to put her on life support. And as a family, we took a, you know, big decision to let her go. Never, I could never thought about that. And, you know, when that happened, that actually gave me a biggest life lesson, that all this time, you know, your mind had thought about how she'll go, but look, what you thought about never happened. You know, the other example, you know, just I faced really recently, one of my close family member who's going through extreme diabetes, just shared, you know, with me that, you know, the things that I'm going through, you know, this diabetic condition or the state I am in, I never actually thought, you know, that I would get into this state. Or she actually said, you know, that if only I knew about my future, I would have taken care of myself much better. And seriously, when I heard those lines, I was amazed. I was like, seriously, we don't know our future. So if we have a health problem or if, you know, whatever we are going through, we don't know the future, but yes, what we have is, you know, we can exercise, you know, we can act in present. But what do we have? You know, what are these, you know, we're missing this now. To live the life to the fullest is now. You know, actions to achieve are the goals that are taken now in present. Can we be in present state at all times? And at the same time, you know, it is also important to know that sometimes it's okay to switch from back to the past. But to learn from our experience, it's good to look back and motivate, you know, encourage yourself that how you came out from that tough situation, and you came out strong. Also to remember that the tough situation was really a stepping stone for you to see where you are now. At the same time, you know, also if you want to think about future, think in a way that what will be the consequence of my present actions. For example, you know, I heard this story where this student, you know, eighth grader, will just not study. And one day his teacher asked him to think about what will happen if he doesn't study. You know, that what will he become when he grows up? And at the same time, you know, if he studies seriously, sincerely, then, you know, he has full of opportunities. Basically, you're putting back, you know, if you think back, you know, where we are now, you know, the actions that you're taking now, if you really want to think about future, just think about, you know, the action that I'm taking now, you know, where will it lead me to? For example, perfect example, you know, we're all in Public Speaking Association. We're all here, you know, trying to improve our public speaking skills. And we know the future is, you know, that one day, you know, we will be so comfortable, you know, that we won't get scared anymore to talk to in public speaking. The same thing, you know, just, you know, pay attention to your present actions. And yes, in both cases, probably, you know, we still don't know the future or the past, but we can actually get a good sense, you know, with our present actions. But this requires awareness to exactly know, you know, when to go in the past or in the future. You know, how can we be mindful to stay in present? So in this section, you know, I really want to explore, like, you know, some tips and techniques to stay in present. You know, try doing everything with mindfulness. And, you know, what is mindful? You know, what do we mean by, you know, being mindful? And we have heard this word, you know, in yoga and meditation that, you know, be mindful, practice mindfulness. By being mindful, you know, you enjoy your day much better. Starting from the time you wake up, brushing your teeth, taking shower, enjoy your food, your friends, your work, your family. I mean, when was the last time, think about it, when you were actually brushing your teeth and having fun? I mean, usually if you see, you know, we just get up, we brush our teeth, we are in so much hurry that when we are actually taking shower, we are already planning ahead. But anything, you know, I mean, if you actually be mindful, you know, shopping, you know, anything, you know, that we're buying, we're just rushing into it. And the best way to, you know, enjoy the present is, you know, do one thing at a time, single task. Don't multitask. Like when you're eating, just eat. You know, when you're watering the plants, you know, just enjoy that. You know, in Zen teachings, they teach that when walking, walk. When eating, eat. And I was listening to Thich Nhat Hanh, you know, who is one of these Zen Buddhist monks, where he talks about that even if you walk, you know, the step you take, just be mindful about that. Enjoy the walk. And, you know, if you think about this, you know, even nature taught us that. Take one step at a time. And that's how we really learn to walk. I mean, think about it, you know, how we are teaching the small kids. You know, we are telling them, you know, take one step at a time. Go slow. And, you know, I was thinking about it, you know, why didn't actually nature taught us that, you know, to take both steps at a time? That you can take both steps at a time, but, you know, that would be jumping. But then you also know that we can't do that for very long. We will get tired. So if we think, you know, as adults, you know, as mature people, why are we running in our life? You know, why are we not slowing down? You know, what are we running off? You know, are we afraid that this life is going to get over? Or, you know, why are we keep thinking about past or in the future? So let's try to single out a task and 100%, give 100% focus to it. At the same time, you know, do that task slowly and more deliberately. You know, we can do a task at a time, but we find ourselves rushing that task. For example, you know, I have noticed myself running sometimes, you know, really when I'm cooking, I just want to get over with it. And in between, you know, I'm checking emails or text, and then, you know, when the dish is ready and I have my first bite, I question myself, why the dish is not tasty or what is it missing? On the other hand, if you remember, we all talk about, you know, that my mom makes the best pie or my grandmother makes the best meatloaf. And, you know, we talk about the secret ingredient. But if you notice, you know, while they were making that dish, they started early, they go slow, they put 100% focus into it. I found my grandmother and my aunts and my mom humming some peaceful music. Even the energy is different. You can sense the positivity. And yes, we all know the taste of that dish, which was made by so much love. And that is, you know, I think is the secret ingredient, you know, just, you know, being present, focused, that peaceful humming. So I would say next time you try a dish, you know, try these things and see the difference in taste. The next point is, you know, do less. If you do less, you know, you can do things more slowly, more completely, and with more concentration. You know, if you fill out your day with too much tasks, you will be just rushing from one thing to next without stopping. You know, just think, you know, what you do. The better way is to prioritize, you know, figure what is important. You know, in college, you know, they always taught us, you know, that put out things in the sticky note or in your to-do list, and if you have 20 items to do today, just, you know, prioritize them and, you know, give them a number, you know, just rank it. What do you think is the priority? And usually, you know, the tasks which are bottom are actually, you know, mostly useless. You don't want to do them. So you always want to be in that, you know, priority list, you know, where you're getting, you know, the most of the things done. And number one priority should be, you know, to giving time to yourself. And the next point is, you know, which goes with do less, is, you know, take breaks. You know, take breaks as you do tasks. You know, one of my favorite thing is, you know, that just go into the silence. You know, just go for a walk, enjoy the nature. I mean, I've seen myself, you know, I'll be shopping on, you know, lanes, and then I'll see a new store and say, was it ever there? And my friend would say, yes, it was always been there. And now I realize, you know, that sometimes we miss the store, which has been there for like years and years, you know, because we just don't pay attention. We are not being mindful. We're just so much, you know, like running into it. So the thing is, you know, just take breaks, you know, go into silence for a few minutes, you know, observe the environment, focus on your breathing, just close your eyes. And, you know, trust me, it does re-energize you for, you know, next task. And it gives you more idea, creativity, you know, for whatever task you're doing. So now that, you know, we have learned about these tips, you know, how do we actually make ourselves, you know, practice, you know, these tips every day? How do we become aware or more mindful, you know, about doing these things? So, you know, there's a popular technique, meditation. You know, start your day with a meditation and start with, you know, a couple of minutes and then move on to, you know, 5-10 minutes. And that does keep your mind focused. You know, I was reading the common thing, you know, that I was reading in Forbes, you know, actually, that the common thing that all successful leaders have is, you know, that they get up in the morning and they practice meditation every single day for a few minutes, preferably in the morning, but, you know, do it any time of the day. You know, if you watch, you know, Oprah, you know, she talks about in her Super Soul Sunday, you know, how she makes mandatory for her staff, you know, to do meditation twice a day. And seriously, you know, it does help. Just morning, just evening, you know, before sleeping, this just really brings your mind to the center. And, you know, I personally feel, you know, meditation is nothing but really just sitting with yourself, spending time with yourself, you know, listening to that inner voice and really quieting your mind. Now, I'll share a little story with you. I was going to go to Louisville for an interview, and this is the first time in, you know, 30, 31 years, you know, I've actually never traveled, and this was my first time traveling alone. And when I heard, you know, that I had to go to this interview and I have to, you know, take a cab, you know, get off the airport because my flight was landing like 1 a.m. in the morning, I was literally terrified, you know, that I've never been out of, you know, Texas, you know, alone, and I just couldn't sleep. And I practice meditation, you know, every day. And, you know, when I got up in the morning, like 4:30, and this, you know, may sound very silly, but I had this inner voice telling me, book a cab, you know, call the hotel. They actually have, you know, a taxi, you know, the hotel, you know, they provide taxi. And, you know, when I got up, I was sharing this experience with my husband. I was like, yeah, duh, of course, you know, every hotel has a cab. You know, they have, like, you know, the transportation. Why do I need to take a cab, take a paid taxi? But, you know, this just seems like absolutely, but, you know, your inner voice, you know, does work. Recently, you know, when I was really upset about my work, about something, I couldn't sleep the whole night. And around, you know, 3:30, 3:45 in the morning, you know, I got this thing saying to me inside, you know, when anxious, stay calm. And seriously, you know, the inner voice, you know, has so much power that it actually quiets your mind down. And, you know, just, you know, if you get up in the morning or when you go into the silence, you know, you will hear this inner voice. The next thing you can do is, you know, you can actually go for deep breathing exercise. You know, just take a long, long, deep breath through your nose, pause it, and then exhale out through your nose. And what it really does is, you know, again, you know, with these deep breathing, you know, it brings your mind to the focus. It brings your mind to the center. It really forces, you know, when you breathe, you know, it forces you to just become like, you know, where you are right now. Some other things, you know, that you can do is, you know, just stay in gratitude mode. You know, anything good happens, just say thank you, thanks to the universe. Not only thanking that person at that point, but just thank the universe. You know, there are times I've experienced, you know, when I walk into the Starbucks, I actually ordered small coffee, but they gave me, upgraded me to a medium one for free, and I'll just say thanks. And, you know what happens with the thanks. When you thank you and you express the gratitude, you know, those things happen more. So just stay in gratitude more. And, you know, yes, you can write in the gratitude journal, but don't miss out to say thank you just, you know, at that point. And remember, you know, that our goals, they can only be achieved with present actions, which are in our control. Yes, you know, my goal is to lose 40 pounds, 60 pounds. You know, I can plan out, you know, in 6 months I have to lose so and so much. But you have to take present, you know, you have to take action in present. And last, you know, but not the least, smile. Sometimes, you know, just smile, even thinking about past and future, even an unpleasant situation, even, you know, you heard some criticism in the past. If you want to think about it, you know, but just smile and smirk it off. Fine, it happened, you know, just let it go. And having said that, you know, I'll conclude my session. I hope you enjoyed this. I really encourage everyone to listen to this recording again. And I hope, you know, you got some tips and techniques to stay in present. From there on, I'll hand over to Tanya again. Thank you.